7. The Supreme Being. The deity mechanism of the Master Universe is twofold as concerns eternity relationships. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are eternal, are existential beings, while God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute are actualizing deity personalities of the post-Havana epochs in the time-space and the time-space-transcended spheres of Master Universe evolutionary expansion. These actualizing deity personalities are future eternals from the time when and as they power personalize in the growing universes by the technique of the experiential actualization of the associative creative potentials of the eternal paradise deities. Deity is, therefore, dual in presence. 1. Existential, beings of eternal existence, past, present, and future. 2. Experiential, beings actualizing in the post-Havana present, but of unending existence throughout all future eternity. The Father, Son, and Spirit are existential, existential in actuality, though all potentials are supposedly experiential. The Supreme and the Ultimate are wholly experiential. The Deity Absolute is experiential in actualization, but existential in potentiality. The essence of Deity is eternal, but only the three original persons of Deity are unqualifiedly eternal. All other Deity personalities have an origin, but they are eternal in destiny. Having achieved existential Deity expression of himself in the Son and the Spirit, the Father is now achieving experiential expression on hitherto impersonal and unrevealed deity levels as God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute. But these experiential deities are not now fully existent. They are in process of actualization. God the Supreme, in Havana, is the personal spirit reflection of the triune paradise deity. This associative deity relationship is now creatively expanding outward in God the Sevenfold and is synthesizing in the experiential power of the Almighty Supreme in the Grand Universe. Paradise Deity, existential as three persons, is thus experientially evolving in two phases of supremacy, while these dual phases are power personality unifying as one Lord, the Supreme Being. The Universal Father achieves free will liberation from the bonds of infinity and the fetters of eternity by the technique of trinitization, threefold deity personalization. The Supreme Being is even now evolving as a sub-eternal personality unification of the sevenfold manifestation of deity in the time-space segments of the Grand Universe. The Supreme Being is not a direct creator, except that he is the Father of Majeston, but he is a synthetic coordinator of all creature-creator universe activities. The Supreme Being, now actualizing in the evolutionary universes, is the deity correlator and synthesizer of time-space divinity, of triune paradise deity in experiential association with the supreme creators of time and space. When finally actualized, this evolutionary deity will constitute the eternal fusion of the finite and the infinite, the everlasting and indissoluble union of experiential power and spirit personality. All time-space finite reality, under the directive urge of the evolving Supreme Being, is engaged in an ever-ascending mobilization and perfecting unification, power personality synthesis, of all phases and values of finite reality, in association with varied phases of paradise reality, to the end and for the purpose of subsequently embarking upon the attempt to reach absonite levels of super-creature attainment.